In this module, I'm going to show you how to change your sound, voice, and verbosity settings. We're starting in the Today screen. I'll press up arrow.
Monday, May 22nd, 2006.
That way you can hear the date. We're going to go into the Settings dialog. So press the Windows key.
Start menu today.
And then press S for Settings.
Leaving menus, Settings. Settings dialog, personal page, list view, braille settings.
1 of 14.
The settings dialog is a multi-page dialog. It actually has three pages. There is a personal page, a system page, and a connections page. We're going to look at the sounds, verbosity, and voice settings options in the personal page, and you'll be able to explore the system and connections pages at your leisure as you get to know your PackMate better. We're going to open the sounds and notifications dialog. Press S.
Sounds and notifications.
And press Enter.
Sounds and notifications dialog volume page. System volume left right slider 80%.
You heard PackMate say volume page, so you know this is a multi-page dialog. And we're just going to spend some time on the volume page. I'm going to let you look at this a little bit so you can learn how to set some of the basic system sounds for your PackMate. The next thing you heard after it said volume page was system volume left right slider 80%. A slider, as its name implies, is a control that you will move along by using your left and right arrows, sort of sliding back and forth across the control. As you press the left arrow, you're going to reduce your PackMate's volume, and as you press the right arrow, you're going to increase the PackMate's volume. So you could say the left end of the slider is volume 0, or 0%. The right end of the slider is 100%. Let me show you that. I'm going to press left arrow. Now, you heard the PackMate say it was at 80%. So logic would tell you if I press the left arrow, the volume is going to decrease. So let's press the left arrow.
60%, 40%.
Okay, and it's way down there. Don't know if you can hear that anymore. If I press it one more time,
20%, 0%.
20% and 0%. I pressed it twice, actually. I'm going to start pressing the right arrow and move us back along that slider, and I'm going to set it back at 80%.
20%, 40%, 60%. 80%.
There's 80%. I'll press it one more time just because we can.
100%.
100%. So let me go back to 80%.
80%.
80% is the default volume setting that I use for my PackMate. So if I have to do a warm reset on my PackMate, the volume will automatically reset to 80%. For the purposes of this recording, I'm actually using the volume at 100%. So I'm going to go ahead and bring that back up.
100%.
And I'll deal with the consequences later. We're going to begin to tab through this dialog now. I'm going to press tab.
Enable sounds for events warnings. System events checkbox checked.
Now this checkbox is checked by default, and it lets the PackMate make sounds such as the on and off sound that you hear when you turn the PackMate on and off, and other system sounds and event sounds that might be used as you're using your PackMate. You can uncheck this if you want to have your PackMate be quiet at turn on and turn off, and at other times. I'm going to press tab again.
Enable sounds for programs checkbox checked.
And as the names are pretty descriptive, as this tells you, this is to enable or disable the ability of other programs to make sounds, to make sounds as they're running. This is checked by default. And again, if you want a PackMate that doesn't do that, you can uncheck these. You may find yourself in situations where you don't want any of the little beeps and pips and maybe even other WAV files and things that programs might do. So if you were in a situation where you wanted to have your PackMate be quiet and you wanted to stop a program from generating sounds, you would uncheck this box. Press tab.
Enable sounds for notifications, alarms, reminders, checkbox checked.
If you use PackMate's calendar feature, or the alarms, you will get a couple of things. If you have a PackMate that does not have a braille display, when a reminder is fired or an alarm is set to go off, you will hear a sound, and the PackMate will also, using speech, tell you about the reminder or the alarm that is occurring. If you have a braille display as well, you will also see a message in braille. But let's say, again, you're in a situation where you don't want the alarm sound to go or you don't want the reminder sound to occur. You can uncheck this box, and those will not make their various sounds.
Enable sounds for screen taps checkbox checked.
This item is normally unchecked by default. I've checked it. Remember that the PackMate is a pocket PC device, and so it thinks, in its heart of hearts, it's a device with a screen. When you enter a keyboard command, the JAWS software actually tells the PackMate's operating system what portion of the screen was tapped, or in this case, the virtual screen was tapped. So when somebody is using a Pocket PC device, one of their PDAs, when they tap an item on the screen, a screen tap sound is generated so that they know the actual command took place. I find this to be very useful when I'm using my PacMate. It'll make a kind of a click or a pip noise as it's executing the commands I tell it to do. So I actually have this checked. If you don't like those sounds, again, you don't have to check them. Just for a moment, I'm going to uncheck this.
Not checked.
Okay, and so you hear my message voice saying not checked. And we'll hear how this sounds with your PacMate if you haven't checked this box. Press tab.
Enable sounds for hardware buttons. Checkbox not checked.
Sounds for hardware buttons does exactly what it says. It will put the PacMate into a state that it will generate a click, kind of a typewriter sounding click, anytime you press a hardware button, a key on the PacMate. So if you want really positive feedback that your commands are being accepted, you can turn on hardware buttons and you will hear a click every time you press a key or the space bar or the Windows key, any of those things. You may find that this becomes tiresome very quickly, or perhaps those around you might find it tiresome after a while too. I leave mine unchecked. I'm going to press tab again.
Volume tab.
There is the tab, which lets me, if I were to use my arrow keys, move to the other page of this dialog. I'll press tab again.
System volume left right slider 100%.
And we're back to the system volume control, that slider that we began with. Once you've made any changes to this dialog and you're done with it, you can simply press enter for the changes to be accepted and to go back to the main dialog. I'm going to press enter now.
Settings dialog personal page list view sounds and notifications
10 of 14.
Now we're back in the personal settings page of the settings dialog where we begin. The next thing we're going to look at is verbosity settings. The verbosity combo box determines how much information JAWS speaks. So you can either use the default settings in this combo, or you can actually select a verbosity level. Let's go ahead and go into the verbosity combo box now. Press the letter V.
Verbosity settings.
And press enter.
JAWS verbosity settings dialog. Verbosity level combo box. Beginner highest.
103.
Okay, as you can hear, JAWS explains literally what you're looking at here. I have my verbosity set to beginner, which is the highest level of verbosity. That means JAWS is going to speak the most information about what is going on as I operate applications or do other things with my PacMate. As you become more proficient with your PacMate and with JAWS, you'll want to decrease that verbosity level. You'll want to hear less and less of JAWS prompts and cues and information. So you can actually change that on this combo box. If you press the down arrow, you will begin to decrease the JAWS verbosity setting. So I'll press down arrow.
Intermediate.
Okay, and I'll press it again.
Advanced, lowest.
So at the advanced setting, JAWS isn't going to give you a lot of information. You're going to be able to know where you are because you have enough practice with JAWS and enough information to tell and to remember as you move from application to application and through the various screens. I'm going to set this back up to beginner.
Intermediate. Beginner, highest.
And of course, I did that by pressing the up arrow key. Press tab.
Preferences button.
Preferences gives you even more control over what information JAWS speaks and how much information JAWS speaks. So we're going to press the preferences button by pressing the enter key and look at the changes you can make.
Beginner preferences dialog. List box not checked application start message 1 of 11.
You heard JAWS tell you that we're setting preferences for the beginner verbosity level. And the first thing you heard was application start message, and you heard that it was not checked. Here we have 11 different items, and this is the types of information that JAWS will report to you or speak to you as you move about the PacMate, and you can either select or unselect these, so you have a finer amount of control within each verbosity level. If I want to check application start message, I simply press the space bar.
Checked.
And you hear my message voice say checked. Let's down arrow through these and look at some of these.
Check JAWS messages. Check control type. Check dialog name. Check dialog text. Check document name.
I'm just pressing down arrow. There are 11 of these. We're not going to listen to all of them. You can explore them at your leisure. I'm going to arrow back to the top of the list.
Check dialog text. Check dialog name. Check control type. Check JAWS message. Check application start message.
I'm going to uncheck application start message because that's the default setting.
Not checked.
And since we're done with the preferences, I'm going to press enter. That would accept any changes that we've made.
Verbosity level combo box, beginner highest.
103.
And I'm back on the verbosity level combo box. Press tab.
Preferences button.
There's the preferences button again. Press tab again.
Tutor messages checkbox not checked.
So you can decide whether you want tutor messages turned on or turned off. Tutor messages provide navigational tips as you move through the PacMate. This is unchecked by default, but if you want to hear those tips, simply press the space bar to check this item. Press tab.
Access key messages checkbox not checked.
Access keys are also unchecked by default. You might find them very useful. Access keys tell you the keystrokes that move you directly to a control in a dialog or to an item in a menu. This can be really useful as you're learning the PacMate and learning your way through various applications. You can have the access keys turned on, so JAWS will actually tell you the various access keys as you're moving through a menu or a dialog. Let's press tab again.
OK button.
There is an OK button in this dialog. If we want to accept changes that we've made, we would press enter here. Press tab.
Cancel button.
Cancel button actually speaks for itself. It will cancel any changes we make and take us out of this dialog. Press tab again.
Verbosity level combo box, beginner highest.
103.
So now we've gone full circle. We're back at the verbosity level combo. I'm going to just press escape to get us out of this dialog. I don't want to make any changes.
Close button. Settings dialog personal page list view verbosity settings
13 of 14.
And we're back at the personal settings page of the settings dialog. Now let's take a look at voice settings. Press V.
Voice settings.
And press enter.
JAWS voice settings dialog adjust combo box global voice 1 of 5.
This dialog will let us adjust the various voices that JAWS uses to communicate information to you. The first thing you heard was global voice. There isn't really a global voice. What this means is that any changes that you make when you have global voice selected will affect all of JAWS voices. So first of all, let's take a look at the different voices available to you, and I'll explain this a little bit more. Press down arrow.
Message voice.
You hear message voice, and you've heard the message voice throughout this module. I have it set for Sandy, and we'll look at the different voices in just a moment. I make that voice sound a little bit different because I want to know when the information that the message voice gives me is coming in. You've heard the message voice speak when we go into a dialog or a list view, that kind of thing. And you'll notice that the message voice imparts some information about the list view or the dialog, but not necessarily about the item that we're on. So, for example, when we went into settings and we came up on the personal settings list view, the first thing you heard was Braille settings, and then in the female Sandy voice, it said 1 of 14. Or when we came into this particular dialogue, JAWS said global voice, and it said 1 of 5. So the message voice is those little messages that impart bits of information about where we are. As we moved down to message voice, you heard that the voice speaking showed that Sandy was now set. And that just lets me know what voice is set for each one of JAWS voices. I'll press down arrow again.
Keyboard voice.
That's the voice that speaks if I have keyboard echo turned on, so any letter or other keystroke will be spoken in the keyboard voice. Down arrow.
PC cursor voice.
Okay, the PC cursor voice. That's the voice that is spoken as you use your PC cursor to read or to move about the screen. Down arrow.
JAWS cursor voice.
And a little bit deeper, the JAWS cursor voice. If I switch to the JAWS cursor, this voice is what I'll hear so that I know the JAWS cursor is being used. Let's up arrow to the message voice for a moment, and we'll look at the different voices available to you as you use JAWS.
PC cursor voice, keyboard voice,
message voice.
So we have message voice selected, and to go into the various things you can change, press tab.
Rate 66, left, right, slider, 23%.
Okay, there's the rate. Press tab again.
Voices combo box, Shelly, 2 of 8.
My voices combo box says that Shelly, which is 2 of 8, is my current message voice. I'm going to up arrow to the first choice in this combo box.
Read.
Okay, which is read. And now let's down arrow through all 8 voices so you can hear them all.
Shelly. Bobby.
Rocco. Glenn.
Sandy. Grandma.
Grandpa.
So you have 8 different voices. And since we're on Grandpa, I'll leave my message voice set to Grandpa for a moment. I'm going to press Shift Tab.
Rate 66, left, right, slider, 23%.
And again.
Adjust combo box, message voice, 2 of 5.
And let's arrow down to the PC cursor voice for a moment.
Keyboard voice, PC cursor voice.
Let's look at these other things that we can set. Press tab.
Rate 66, left, right, slider, 23%.
Okay, rate is the rate at which PacMate is speaking, and you can actually press the left or right arrow since this is a left, right slider. And in this case, you can also press up or down arrow to change these values. So I'll press up arrow.
24%, 25%. 26%, 27%.
Now you're not hearing a lot of change as I press up arrow. I'll press down arrow.
26%, 25%, 24%, 23%.
So if I want to make more significant changes to the actual speech rate than by going one unit at a time, I can also press the page up or page down keys. I'm going to press page up.
Radiate left, right, slider, 43%.
Ah, there's a change you can notice. I'll do it again.
Radiate 110 left, right, slider, 63%. Radiate 110 left, right, slider, 80%.
That's for very fast thinkers.
Radiate 110 left, right, slider,
100%. And that's as fast as we can go, I think.
Radiate 110 left, right, slider,
100%. That's it. I'm not quite sure what it said there, but this is definitely going to be useful for those of us who get into the auctioneer field. I'm going to press page down to bring this back to something that's more usable for us.
Radiate 110 left, right, slider, 80%. Radiate 106 left, right, slider, 60%. Rate 84 left right slider 40%. Rate 62 left right slider 20%.
That'll be good for now. Press tab.
Voices combo box. Read 1 of 8.
We've already explored the voices combo box. Press tab again.
Pitch 65 left right slider 64%.
And this will actually let you control the pitch of each voice. It works in the same manner as the speech rate does. You can press up or down arrow. I'll press up arrow a few times.
65%, 66, 60, 60, 60, 70%.
You can hear the pitch going up. I will return it back to where we were.
66, 67, 66%, 65%.
That'll do. Press tab again.
Uppercase pitch increment edit 20.
This lets you specify how much JAWS will change in pitch when it's speaking an uppercase character as you're reading through text. Press tab.
Punctuation combo box, none, 1 of 4.
This combo box lets you specify how much punctuation each voice will speak. So as you're reading through a document or moving around with the PC or JAWS cursor or using any of the other cursors, when you're going through text, JAWS can be told to speak, as you hear in this case, no punctuation. And I'm going to arrow down through this combo.
Some
punctuation.
Most. All.
Or all punctuation at the bottom of the list. I'm going to return this to none.
Most, some, none.
Again, this is a matter of personal preference. When I use my PC cursor and I'm reading large amounts of text and I wish to skim through it, I'm not worried about formatting. I set my punctuation to none. So the reading style sounds very natural. It doesn't bother to tell me punctuation as they are passed. Press tab again.
OK button.
There's our OK button to accept any changes we've made and to leave the dialogue.
Cancel button.
And the cancel button. And I'm going to go ahead and press the cancel button and take us out of this particular dialogue.
Settings, dialogue, personal page, list view, voice settings.
14 of 14.
That completes this module. You might want to take a minute to go back into any of these three dialogues that we looked at and personalize your PacMate a little bit. And then you can join me in the next module.